coming through a hole in the air.
My name is Michaela Jordan Murray from Catskill, New York, and you're listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show on the first Monday in October. We're going to hear the brand new food segment on WGXC from Tepper. He travels to two restaurants on opposite sides of the Hudson River in search of a salad for lunch, visiting the Salad Bar in Catskill and Mi Rancho Alegre in Hudson. So stay tuned for that new segment on the radio. You'll also hear the Las Brujas Bilingues segment this week about house guests overstaying their welcome. And we'll also hear the WGXC Congressional Report with recent news from the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts. Philip Grant has the local news. Public News Service has national headlines, and the Catskill Makers have the better weather. All coming up for you on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Acre, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Acre broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms' International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by SunCommon, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years. Offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Peter McPartland of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Wednesday, October 4th. Go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about any of these stories. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Republican Representative Mark Molinaro voted October 3rd to keep Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker, a vote he lost. A small group of ultra-conservative Republicans were enough opposition to McCarthy to vacate the chair. It was the first time in America's history that a House Speaker was removed in a no-confidence vote. Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, said, quote, "I voted to retain Speaker McCarthy because he allows us to keep governing, address inflation, secure the border, and fight for the issues facing families, farmers, and small businesses," unquote. Democrat Pat Ryan voted with the rest of the Democrats against McCarthy. Ryan said, quote, "It's about delivering results, and McCarthy has failed Hudson Valley families at every turn. He's leading the charge to enact a national abortion ban, voted to kick 18,000 New York 18 residents off their health care, and cut heating assistance for low-income families by 74%, unquote. Representative Elise Stefanik, who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District, took to the House floor moments before the vote to defend McCarthy. Then Representative Matt Gaetz, who brought the motion to remove McCarthy, spoke.
Kevin McCarthy is a happy warrior. He is tireless. He has that uniquely American grit. under Kevin's speakership that lasted 15 rounds of him never giving up, this Republican majority has exceeded all expectations.
I would just say, if this House of Representatives has exceeded all expectations, then we definitely need higher expectations.
The Republicans' kerfuffle came because Gates was upset McCarthy cut a deal with Democrats to keep the government operating. Removing McCarthy as House Speaker effectively stops the government from operating, as Republicans cannot get any business done until they pick a new leader. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Susan Farkas reports in the Times Union that two former colleagues, Chief Assistant District Attorney Emmanuel Manny Nenji and former Chief Assistant District Attorney Mike Cavanaugh, are running to become Ulster County District Attorney this fall. The two worked together for 8 years under the previous district attorney. All told, Nenji has spent 33 years, most in the district attorney's office, prosecuting cases in Ulster County. Cavanaugh returned to private practice after unsuccessfully running for DA as a Republican in 2019. Then he lost by 78 votes. His father, E. Michael Cavanaugh, was Ulster County District Attorney from 1978 to 1998 before going on to serve as State Supreme Court Justice and Appellate Judge. Incumbent Democrat Dave Clegg is not running for re-election. Cavanaugh is running on the conservative, Republican, and Libertarian ballot lines, while Nenji is a Democrat. Cavanaugh said he's running to fix things, claiming, quote, the DA's office is a disaster. There are cases that are being indicted that shouldn't be and cases that aren't being indicted that should be, unquote. Without offering details, Nenji made accusations of his own about the office when Republicans were last in control. Voting this year begins October 28th and ends on November 7th. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And Mid-Hudson News reports that First Lady Jill Biden will be in Dutchess County on October 6th. Biden attended the opening of the 6,000 square foot Dutchess Community College Mechatronics Lab in Fishkill on the north end of the former Dutchess Mall facility on Route 9 near I-84. Then Biden will go to Poughkeepsie to speak about the Day One Early Learning Center. For security reasons, Biden's full itinerary has not been released. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, October 4th. Local early morning temperatures range from 52 degrees in Steventown to 60 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 66 degrees. Fog hangs out in some places this morning, especially over the river and lakes. After 10 a.m., that's gone and sunny skies ramp up the temperature to 81 degrees at 2 p.m. It will linger there for a bit, making today feel warmer than yesterday. Things get comfy by 9 p.m., then we dip to 59 degrees overnight. Tomorrow will be mostly sunny with a high of 75. Wonderful day to get outside and enjoy the fall colors. It is changing fast. Hunter already looks like 50%, and with the stress brought about by the recent season's rainfall, the changeover to dry sticks may be pretty quick. 61 degrees overnight takes us into a muggy-looking Friday with a high of 69. Oh, it also looks like it's going to have a rainy afternoon. And that rain kicks up overnight, which will have a low of 61 degrees again. Then, Saturday, rain all day, and an inch of accumulation is expected. We get a high of 65 degrees on Sunday, and that looks even cooler, but still kind of wet. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 1:30 a.m., high tide at 7:29 a.m., low tide again at 1:36 p.m., and high tide once again at 7:47 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 65 degrees, and the tide strength will be average. Sunset today will be at 6:20 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:51 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 5%, plasma winds will be average at 437 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, and then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 150, and this has been the better weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate. who think few things are spookier than silence. In these weird times, local voices become so much more important. And if you want to help keep them loud and clear, head on over to WGXE.org. Hit that donate button right at the top and become a sustaining supporter today.
Let's begin.
You have 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Don't worry if you can't follow everything that is said. Now repeat.
I'm Rob Saffer. I create and produce Overlooked, a show for underplayed and overlooked music of all kinds. I'm also a dedicated WGXC listener. I love the other music shows, the news, and The Better Weather is the best. Because I listen, I pledge. I'm a sustaining supporter. Because community radio matters now more than ever. Go to WGXC.org/donate and donate. Thank you.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, for me, thinking about why supporting WGXC matters, like, yeah, we're here to provide content that we hope you enjoy. I hope you come back for.
Yay.
But also, like, just getting in the studio sometimes and being able to make whatever it is we got to make, you know, and not being too concerned about it being perfect, but just being ourselves. I feel like that's therapeutic a lot of times on a Friday after a long week.
For less than 70 cents a day or $20 a month, you could become a WGXC monthly supporter.
Please donate to WGXC to keep Catskill Cabin Getaway and all the other fantastic shows going.
Sustaining support is charged monthly to your credit card or PayPal account at any level you choose. It's a tax-deductible charitable contribution and very easy to cancel at any time. So to make a recurring donation or to make a one-time gift, go to wgxc.org/donate, or you can call 518-697-7400. 518-697-7400.
Anyway, if you are listening, you appreciate having different voices on the air than you typically hear, having young people who have built the radio show literally from the content to the music to how we introduce everything about it. The sound engineering, the tech, every little bit of it is done by young people at the clubhouse.
WGXC has served Greene and Columbia counties in New York for over 11 years, and I'm one of the programmers who started with the creation of the station in 2011. Keep community radio in the community.
Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Next, we hear 2023 local music from Aaron Dyer from the band Buke and Gase. This is a collaboration with Stargaze. The song is called Define.
I thought you'd be
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, heard weekday mornings here at 8 o'clock on WGXC 90.7 FM. WGXC is hosting its pledge drive, and we need your support. Help keep hands-on creative community radio alive in your region by calling 518-697-7400. That's 518-697-7400. Or you can pledge online with your tax-deductible pledge at wgxc.org/donate. That's wgxc.org/donate. Help WGXC meet its goal and keep local, national, and international news broadcasting in Greene and Columbia counties. Thanks so much.
Cellist Julia Kent is from Kinderhook, used to play in the band Rasputina. From her 2007 album Delay. That was Garter Moon from Julia Kent on the radio.
The band Skyfurs has Columbia County poet Karen Chomer fronting the Albany-based band Burnt Hills. Here's a recording from a Saratoga performance, May 22nd, 2017.
Hours. The moon pulled the tide of our hands.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Fall Pledge Drive. This year, from October 4th through October 13th, WGXC is trying to create a group of sustaining supporters vital to the station's longevity, providing small monthly donations to keep local voices on the air. And we're making this our local music pledge drive. Those are some of the local voices WGXC keeps on the air. So make a pledge at wgxc.org/donate today during the WGXC pledge drive. One way WGXC supports the local community is with our community calendar online at wgxc.org. With so many local events for you to attend in person or virtually online. This week is no different. There are all sorts of events on the WGXC community calendar. Like on Thursday, October 5th, the Hudson Thursday Market is every week in the public square from 4 to 7 p.m. with all sorts of local vendors. Also on Thursday, October 5th, the Hudson Area Library is hosting a workshop with the Jacob Leiser Institute called Interpretations of the Past Have an Impact. Heidi Hill, the historic site manager of Kralo and Schuller Mansion, will give the talk. Also Thursday, October 5th, the Glass Menagerie begins at the Bridge Street Theater. The Tennessee Williams play runs this weekend and next, 7:30 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and a Sunday afternoon matinee. Also, Friday, October 6th, there are sound bath sessions at the Sadhana Center for Yoga and Meditation on Warren Street in Hudson. At Tubby's in Kingston, the Heavy Litters, Bajan Boy, and Stella Cola perform at 7 p.m. to 11:30 in Kingston. Tom Carter and Warren Neig are performing at the Half Moon in Hudson, 8 p.m. The legendary guitarist Tom Carter from Charlene and Beatty's and Warren Neig from the Somnambulists and This Invitation perform at the Half Moon in Hudson on Friday, October 6th. Saturday, October 7th is Hike Fest at the Mountaintop Historical Society in Palinville. It's the 9th annual Hike Fest with all sorts of walks in the woods. Harvest Festival is at the Hawthorne Valley Farm on Saturday, October 7th. That's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. with all sorts of children's activities and more. The Catskill Saturday Ukulele Jam is on October 7th from 1:30 to 3 p.m. at the Catskill United Methodist Church. There are Songs of Refuge at the First Presbyterian Church on Warren Street on Saturday, October 7th. The Hudson Festival Orchestra is presenting Trio Fatalin, a string group from Eastern Europe. Also Saturday, October 7th, Inch and Skyfurrows perform at Collar City Mushrooms in Troy. Wazumbians perform at the Local in Saugerties. That's a Ghanaian highlife band performing African rock at the new Local venue in Saugerties. That's from 7 to 10 p.m. Saturday, October 7th. Singer-songwriter Heather Maloney is also performing at Spencertown Academy in Spencertown at 8 p.m. Saturday, October 7th. Then on Sunday, October 8th, there's the traditional Irish music session in East Durham at the Shamrock House from 2 to 5 p.m. That's every week. Rip Van Winkle Reading is Sunday, October 8th at the Mountaintop Historical Society in Palinville. It's the 4th annual community reading of the Rip Van Winkle legend. And then on Tuesday, October 10th, there's a free community lunch at the First Reformed Church of Catskill. Every Tuesday, they're serving free lunch to anyone in the community that needs a hot meal. You can get the free lunch at the Fellowship Hall at the First Reformed Church of Catskill at noon on Tuesdays, or grab your lunch to go. Leftovers are dropped off at the Catskill Community Fridge on Tuesday afternoons, and anyone looking to donate or volunteer to help at the free community lunch every Tuesday at the First Reformed Church can email frcadmin@verizon.net or call 518-943-4405. Tuesday, October 10th, there's also pumpkin painting at the Hudson Area Library. That's at 3:30 p.m. after school in the community room. These events and more are on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. Don't forget to make a donation during the WGXC local music pledge drive at 518-697-7400 or go online to wgxc.org/donate. Next, we hear 2023 new music from local band Lex Gray and the Urban Pioneers. This is from their 2023 album, How Many Roads, the title track, on the radio at WGXC.
So again, I would like to remind listeners, this is 90.7 FM, WGXC, listener-supported radio for open ears, and it is our Tower of Babel pledge drive. We are really looking for sustaining supporters. It is the winter of 2020, although it hasn't been much of a winter. We're going to get to some weather talk when Rich comes in. But it is the winter of 2020 pledge drive, and we are looking to add sustaining supporters. For just 17 cents a day or $5 a month, you too can become a WGXC monthly supporter and help sustain Creative Community Radio. Sustaining support means you give a specified amount each month to the station. This predictable revenue stream sustains us and allows us to concentrate more on radio and less on fundraising. So becoming a sustaining supporter has never been easier. PayPal has a user-friendly portal where you create your own unique login and password, which provides you with control over your monthly contribution. You can also give monthly using your credit card as well. Help make local radio a sustainable resource in Greene and Columbia counties by contributing what you can to form a consistent base of support for the station. Please call 518-697-7400 and tell our volunteer you would like to become a sustaining supporter, or go online to contribute at wgxc.org/donate.
Un nuevo informe encuentra que rastrillar y embolsar hojas podría no estar haciendo ningún favor a su patio o jardín. Una encuesta de la Federación Nacional de Vida Silvestre revela que la mayoría de las personas saben que quitar las hojas de otoño no es lo ideal, pero a menudo lo hacen de todos modos. Las hojas del césped pueden servir como mantillo. Mantienen el suelo húmedo, eliminan las malas hierbas y cubren las raíces para protegerlas durante el invierno. Jim Bittner, de la Sociedad de Horticultura del Estado de Nueva York, es un agricultor de frutas al que siempre le sorprende ver a la gente embolsar sus hojas. Describe cómo pueden usar esas hojas para beneficiar el suelo. Triturar las hojas, golpearlas con el cortacésped y romperlas en pedazos más pequeños para que caigan a través de la capa de césped al suelo. Si tienes muchas, el compost es una excelente manera de manejar el exceso. Hacer compost en el lugar no es tan difícil. Bittner señala que la razón común por la que la gente quita las hojas es por motivos estéticos, para tener un césped limpio y ordenado, mientras que el 82% de los encuestados dijo que está dispuesto a dejar las hojas. El 36% dijo que tiene que rastrillarlas para cumplir con una ordenanza municipal o de la Asociación de Propietarios. Además de reforzar la vida del césped, las hojas caídas pueden mantener altas las poblaciones de pájaros e insectos cantores. David Misajowski, de la Federación Nacional de Vida Silvestre, dice que los jardines plagados de pesticidas están impidiendo que especies como la mariposa monarca crezcan. La mariposa monarca va desapareciendo ante nuestros ojos. En algunos años, sus poblaciones han disminuido hasta en un 90% para la población oriental y para la población monarca occidental, más del 99%. También hace notar que numerosas especies de aves pueden utilizar la cubierta de hojas de un jardín a medida que desarrollan su hábitat. La Federación Nacional de Vida Silvestre encuentra que la mayoría de las aves dependen de las orugas de mariposas y polillas en la capa de las hojas como su principal fuente de alimento durante la temporada de anidación. Quitar las hojas caídas significa que habrá menos insectos y también menos pájaros. Para New York News Connection, Gretchen Sánchez. Encuentre nuestros 8 indicadores de confianza para mantener la transparencia y precisión en publicnewsservice.org.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The office of Speaker of the House of the United States House of Representatives is hereby declared vacant.
Congressman Steve Womack of Arkansas presided over the House when California Republican Kevin McCarthy was pushed out as Speaker, a first in American history. 8 hardline Republicans joined all the Democrats to remove McCarthy. Longtime McCarthy opponent and Florida ultra-conservative Matt Gaetz led the effort. Gaetz says the Speaker had to go for Congress to stop funding the government through continuing resolutions and omnibus spending packages.
Kevin McCarthy has risen to power by collecting special interest money and redistributing that money in exchange for favors.
Close McCarthy ally Patrick McHenry of North Carolina will serve as acting speaker. McCarthy is telling House Republicans he won't run again. Vice President Kamala Harris swore in LaFonza Butler as California's new senator, succeeding the late Dianne Feinstein. Butler will be the first Black lesbian to openly serve in the Senate. She's the current president of Emily's List, which works to elect Democratic women.
We've got to build the power necessary to turn the freedoms that our young daughters deserve over to them in their generation.
California voters will choose a senator again in November, and Butler could run. Former President Donald Trump's no longer rich enough to be in the Forbes 400 wealthiest Americans. Forbes estimates Trump's worth at $2.6 billion, $300 million short of making the list. This comes as Trump faces an ongoing New York civil fraud trial. The Supreme Court is considering if the funding structure of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is constitutional. The agency protects borrowers from predatory lending and gets its budget through the Federal Reserve. Payday lenders are arguing that violates Congress's power to control spending. Mitria Spotzer is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
As long as payday lenders have the ability to supersede our rights, we're going to object.
The State Department is slamming GOP lawmakers for not renewing a popular U.S. global AIDS program. PEPFAR was left out of stopgap funding that just passed. Democratic California Representative Barbara Lee says that puts lives at risk.
There are those who are trying to undermine this effort. It always has been bipartisan.
An Arizona proposal to protect abortion access needs nearly 400,000 voters' signatures by summer to get on the November 2024 ballot. Belen Gonzalez is president of the Arizona ACLU.
This measure will enshrine abortion as a constitutional right in Arizona, ensuring that anyone who needs abortion care can get it, and that providers are not criminalized for providing health care.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Early last month, we reported on activists posing as election officials around New York State who were harassing voters. After the state's investigation, we're getting a clearer picture of who was behind it and the trouble they're in. Reports surfaced from 13 New York counties of activists posing as election officials, some of them producing badges and fake identification, accusing voters of voting illegally. An investigation coordinated by the New York Attorney General's office found none of the voters approached had voted fraudulently. On September 21st, the Attorney General's Division of Social Justice Civil Rights Bureau sent a cease and desist letter to New York Citizen Audit, an activist group claiming to protect election integrity, which is suspected of coordinating the effort. New York Citizen Audit was formed in 2021, dedicated to, quote, restoring and maintaining the essential founding American principle of sovereignty through honest, provable elections in New York and across the nation. In its letter, the AG warned the group that its actions constituted voter deception and voter intimidation under New York law and voter intimidation violations of the Federal Voting Rights Act and the Ku Klux Klan Act. The AG also demanded related documents, communications, and training from New York Citizen Audit, and importantly, communications and training from outside groups to be delivered by October 2nd. We have a link to the AG's letter at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
90.7 FM.
Carmen Borgia here from Ukulele's Unleashed. I co-host with John Sturman. We're extremely grateful to WGXC to be able to really do a show where all we have to think about is ukuleles for 2 hours. And not everybody would let us do a thing like that. So we're really grateful. And here's a song. It's a song by the Felice Brothers, and it's a favorite of our ukulele crowd. And I've adjusted the lyrics a little bit. So instead of the girlfriend, I've changed that to WGXC in this case. So, and it's a lively little ukulele song. It's called a radio song. WGXC, the dying leaves are dancing off the tree. Got an easy way with you and me. Go dancing to a record dancing shoe. Hey, please don't you ever die. You ever die. You ever die. Lift us into the air. Into the air. Into the air. Dying stars are falling down on us. They got an easy way. Oh, let's you and me go falling too, all the way out into the blue. Hey, oh, please don't you ever die.
Yay! Nice job, Carmen.
Carmen.
You rock.
That's from our group to you guys.
Thank you.
That was Poughkeepsie's Joe McPhee and Binghamton's Chris Corsano on drums, with Steve Swell also performing there. The song is called Ardent Disruptor from the 2023 album Sometimes the Air Is.